Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independent and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. Co-host today is Sabina Miller. And we are both honored to be on the Christina Luce Show. So thank you for Christina.
Oh, well, thank you guys.
Actually, there's two things I want to talk about. But one is just an article that was in Newsday, which goes back to people being aware. It comes from Eric Schneiderman, the Attorney General of the State of New York. And last year on Long Island, $8.9 million was raised for charity through telemarketers, of which $6.5 million was in fees. Yeah, so the ultimate charities involved got $2.4 out of $8.9 million.
And yeah, the reason 20% of the money they actually got.
Which the point of it is, I'm very much into giving to charities, but you're much better off if you're in a senior center, go into the senior center and give them a check for $1,000, $500, $5. You know, you wind up getting it's almost fraud, but it's not. It's legit. And the charity has signed on, but any charity that signs on, the worst one I've seen was 70-30.
Yeah.
So to say, get $100 from somebody, give 70 for fees for your organization and 30 to the center. It's just terrible. And people, you think you've done a great thing, and you have.
Well, that's why I thought that article was so amazing. Because, you know, like, people are doing this because they want to help out. And at the end of the article, they actually gave you tips, which I thought was great. Because it said, you know, if you receive a call from a telemarketer and want to donate, ask the following questions. What programs are conducted by the charity? And if you ask how much of this donation, because, I mean, you're not thinking. You're saying, oh, I'm going to donate. You know, you're not thinking, like, how much is actually going to the charity itself, and especially if it's a paid telemarketer, you don't know any of these things.
I must say something before I get violent. Yeah. I know that telemarketers sell your name. They sell the list.
Right.
I am now keeping track. Yesterday, I got 7 phone calls.
Right, and you just said that this morning, not even knowing that we were going to be discussing this.
And I got a phone call from the police department, a town in Wisconsin, and we know you give locally, but this is for You know, you have to put a stop to it at one point. Right. And as you say, you want to go into your senior center and hand them a check. That's fine. And they will get 100% of what you're handing.
Yeah, and I think, listen, you're donating the money, and it's your responsibility to say, ask these questions. I mean, you know, you shouldn't blindly just hand over any, you know.
Right.
So ask these questions, and, you know, it said, you know, donate to charities that you're familiar with, you know. And I also was interesting, too. It said a lot of calls were they would say, oh, we'll send someone to the house, you know, to pick up your contribution. And so, you know, make sure that you're the one calling the shots, you know, that you're not saying, oh, just, you know, that, no, I'll bring it to you, or you know, you set up the time, not that they could just send over anybody, you know, at any time, which it just really.
Well, you don't go into a restaurant and have the waiter come over and say, this is what you're getting for dinner.
Right.
You know, you take
control. No, of course. Right. And that's what you advocate for yourself. You know, you're the one donating money.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's why, you know, it's a sales. I mean, if you want to give something, you call up the organization, whether it's Gift of Life, which does heart transplants for children, whether it's cancer societies, any of these things. Call them up and say, how can I participate? As opposed to, it's a sales job. There's no question about it. And I think, I'm not even sure, that, you know, you put $100, you're only writing off 30.
Right.
Because if it's, you know, fees, I don't believe. But again, I'm not an accountant, so I'm not touching on that. End result is that's not the point of it. It's just, the money that you intended to go for a specific cause. And that's throughout the state. Throughout the state, it was $300 million was brought in.
The numbers were
and $1.46 million went to the charity. So $156 million last year out of $300 was fees.
Went to fees alone, which is just, it blew my mind.
I mean, I love when I see Eric Schneiderman doing this and I see Tom DiNapoli going after certain, it's like, somebody has to finally wake up and let people know. It's awareness.
And you know what's funny? Like, as you were saying, these aren't even necessarily people trying to scam you, you know, who are making up fake charities.
Well, owner of the telemarketer knows what he's doing.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, that's how he makes a living.
And I'm saying, it's not your typical thing that you're like, this is definitely a scam, you know, it's just being aware and educated. And
from Buddhism, it's not the right livelihood.
Right.
You know you're doing it legitimately, but you are taking advantage.
Exactly.
You know.
But listen, be aware. So I think these articles are definitely great that our elected officials are
Oh, I agree.
Putting it's, these it's, different
they're trying
things
to bring
out
us, yeah. make us aware of everything. But now we also need entertainment in life.
That's right. Can't and, all be a downer, right?
We can't. Exactly. So now that you have this extra money that we haven't been squandered, we have coming up the WCWP Radio and Port Washington Play Troupe are doing three live radio play presentations this spring. And the first one is Meet Me in St. Louis, which is April 18th at 3 p.m. I'm just going to give the dates quick, but these are going to be on the website, and we'll be talking about them going forward. Sunday, May 17th, All About Eve, and then June also has one, which is the 14th of June at 3 p.m. All the dates are 3 p.m. St. Louis is Saturday. The other two are Sunday. And these things have been tremendous.
They're amazing. I had the privilege of actually going to a few last year. And they're fun. It's a good time. It's nostalgic. I mean, they actually were playing old commercials, and you just get to see all the kind. They're really one. The play troupe is amazing, and Project Independence members get a discount. So,
and what I like about this is these are not brand new things. Meet Me in St. Louis, All About Eve. These are, you know, what we saw.
Yeah, they're classics.
And
that's what I'm saying. It's the nostalgic aspect.
The word is classic.
Yeah,
yep.
It's really. Yep. And they're so talented, the Port Washington Play Troupe. I really think everyone should go. And it's a beautiful theater that it's in. And like I said, PI members get a discount. So
oh, it's
not?
Tremendous. The entertainment part of it is tremendous. Also, $8 for PI, $10 if you're not a member of Project Independence. But this is a fundraiser. The money goes to WCWP and the Port Washington Play Troupe. Mm-hmm. So programs like this is 2 hours on a Friday, but this program – the senior programming every morning during the week. Mm-hmm. And then this is a station that's live 24 hours. Somebody has to pay for this stuff.
Right.
For $10, you're entertained for the afternoon, and you're actually helping a cause. So people listening, and actually I have some advisory meetings I'm going to be going to, the senior centers should come up with little groups.
Right, and that's
10 people
right.
for $100.
A lot did that last year. So you come, and you know, I know like transportation's issue, but this way if you get a bunch of people together, I know these senior centers will be more than happy to provide some kind of transportation if you can rally up the troops and go. And I, you know, there's a beautiful little food area. You can make a whole afternoon of
right,
it.
Which is nice.
And
really
another good thing is it's afternoon.
Right. That's what Sabina noticed immediately.
No, it's the truth, though, because even if you're going to drive carpool with a couple of your friends, you're home. And the daylight savings is next week, I think, or in 2 weeks.
Sunday.
Oh, it's this weekend.
This weekend.
So at 5 o'clock when this is over, it's still light going on.
Yeah. No, it's really – I recommend it to everyone. It's an amazing time, so –
terrific. So, and we're going to be talking about this, and we'll be talking to senior centers trying to really fill
push
the houses
absolutely.
Up for these things.
It's definitely great. But, you know, on the topic of entertaining, I don't know, this sounds a little cold for me, but there's a great cause, actually. It's the 11th annual North Hempstead Polar Plunge, which is tomorrow. And it's going to be at the North Hempstead Beach in Port Washington. And all the funds will go to the Special Olympics this year, which... it's great. I know people do. I've seen pictures. It's amazing. I mean, I'd rather be in warm weather jumping in, but I think it's a great cause. So 1 year, I'm definitely going to get the courage to do it. So just if you're interested or know someone, definitely call 311 and register for it.
And actually, Supervisor Bosworth will be there.
Yeah, she'll be
She's
there.
Coming in, I think, tonight or tomorrow morning from Washington.
Yeah, she's coming back from Washington, where she's actually been trying to get funding for more programs for next year for the town, and Project Independence is one of them. So,
and if it helps, tomorrow's going to be warmer than it was yesterday.
That's right. There we go. Perfect. There we go.
Still not Speedo weather.
No, but I'm trying to be positive.
It is. It's a really fun thing. I've seen it.
You know,
I've seen it.
I've never done it. I never will. But
that's right.
I've seen
next
people
year, me and
doing
John,
it,
we're doing it.
And it really, no matter what the weather, they're going in.
Right.
And you see some like
no,
just
it's
go
for
a little
a great
bit.
Cause. It's really
yeah,
a wonderful
but
thing.
Even if you're not going in, take your blanket and be there to support them.
That's right.
That's a good point.
That's important.
That's right. Good job. That's agreed to me on that one.
That's the biggest piece of it because it does. It's an important cause.
That's what I said. It's
and it's a fun way to do it. I don't
fun,
know how these
right.
things started, but it's just tremendous.
Yeah, they're all over the
In fact,
know, the
about a month ago,
amazing.
There was some fella, it was a Newsday, that he went to a polar plunge. Nobody showed up with him. Honestly, his picture was in the paper. He went in by himself,
that's
and
right.
it was canceled. So I don't remember the whole particulars.
Wow.
But he wound up getting a picture in Newsday because he was the only one who showed
wow.
up to do the plunge.
Well, as I said, so if you're interested, always call 311 and they can give you more information on that.
Absolutely. The exercise classes, mm-hmm. I'm just going back mm-hmm. to that only because that's going to be for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and so in addition to those
fall
prevention.
When you're talking about running into
and
the
water.
And
that's right. You know. That's every month, those fall prevention classes. In addition to that, we have exercise classes all over the town. Free classes. We have Zumba. We have fitness. We have yoga. We have Tai Chi. And they're all free, amazing, amazing programs. They fill up very quick. So, I mean, there's some spots left. So if you just call 311,
again, it's
311.
I mean, at the Great Neck Senior Center, that's the one I'm involved mm-hmm. with. I mean, there's so many classes every day.
Yeah,
for people
there's just it's really
that it's amazing. Sabina,
and
want to say
I must add my usual little P.S. Aside from the exercise class, which is very healthful for you, you get out, you meet people, you socialize mm-hmm. a little. And that is very important.
Right, absolutely.
So exercising and socializing, it's the whole package.
Yep.
You can't do much better unless you get a candy
bar. As I said, there's no shortage of things to do. So if you're just wondering, I mean, I think we pretty much cover something for everyone.
Right.
You know, whether it's educational, whether it's social, you know, exercise, it's really
and
covers
stop,
all the gamut.
Stop saying someday I'm going to.
Right.
This is someday.
That's right.
I agree 100%. I mean, the physical and the emotional and the community. I mean,
yeah, it's wonderful.
There's studies on this. These people that stay at home, you know, they have a greater propensity to mm-hmm. sickness or depression.
Right, dementia. Just, I mean, the list goes on and on.
When you're out and you're active.
Yep.
You know, and active doesn't mean you have to be shoveling snow.
No, of
active
course.
Just means I'm having a couple of coffee right. with a couple of friends.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
Romeos,
yeah.
which we were talking at. That's
you
active.
You have a reason to get up in the morning and a place to go.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. 100%.
Right.
And that's what Project Independence is about.
And also, you know what day of the week it is.
No, absolutely.
Really,
no,
if you're
really
home
is.
Long enough.
Yeah, you start to lose.
You don't know if it's Tuesday or Thursday, and you say, is it Tuesday or Thursday? And someone says, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Right,
no,
right. Well, we do know that the show is coming to an end. See, I'm staying.
Stay there.
So therefore, we know it's Friday. I want to thank Dan, who is not only the director of the broadcasting at WCWP, he is also our engineer again today, and he's loving it. Janine, who I see every morning when we pull in here, she's always, it's a pleasure. And, of course, the Christina Liu show is the highlight of the day. Sabina, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay, now I'm not taking you home today, but unfortunately, until next time, you've been listening to Project Independence on You on 88.1 FM, WCWP, and please, anything you heard today that you question, call 311. Between the Virtual Senior Center, these wonderful programs coming up here at WCWP with Talk Radio, which is a fundraiser to support this organization. They're all vitally important. We look and need everybody's help. Until next week, may everybody have a great week. Thank you.